We're continuing with the Maimon from Reb Motl. Last week we didn't have Shia, so we're continuing from 2 weeks ago. You remember, Reb Motl was explaining in a very, very clear and down-to-earth way the Inyan of Derech HaMusar. In order to be able to understand the difference between Musar and Chassidus, it's important to have a very, very basic understanding of what was the Iker Avaida of the Tzaddikim from that world of Muslim. We saw that it wasn't something that Rabbi Sol Salanta was Mechadish. Rabbi Sol Salanta Zechetzag Mevach was Mechazik the Inyan of acknowledging the reality of people who are, just as people are emotionally unhealthy. And we know that Midas, if one learns a little bit the Shemana Prakim of the Rambam and the other Svarm from the Kadmainim, that Midas are not something which are added to who we are, but Midas define the essence of the person. In the same way that a person, Chalila, is not well physically, something inside of him, his body is not functioning well. There's a person who is Chalila emotionally not well, and there is a sickness when it comes to Midas as well, a sickness with Midas, and that imbalance with Midas that can cause a churban to the entire person was the illness that the Chachmei HaMusar are addressing. And we'll see that this was not the Iker Avoida of the G'dayla Chassidus, even though they also, as we'll see in a few minutes, they also addressed certain issues and had different mahalchim and had to deal with problems with Midas. But the focus of Teres HaMusar is on the problems, the emotional problems, the ethical Midas problems of the person. We're on page Tezayin, or it's page 10, that was originally in the English that I wrote on top, page 10, the right-hand side, Ulamita Sheldavan. Let's try to move quickly. Ulamita Sheldavan, Harei Me'ez Chet Etzadaz, Achein Nechshavim Kol Ha'ilim, B'midu Misiyamis L'Choylim. The truth is that ever since the Eitz Hadas, ever since Adam HaRishon and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the whole world is not healthy. The whole world is not well. And the Midah Mesiyemes, the whole world is a din of a chayla. Veinim shleimum ubriyim benafsha. Not physically, although naturally death was brought into the world as a result of that chayt. So man's life from the very beginning consists of the deterioration that leads to death. But the ikir is Einem Shlemu Ubriyim Benafsha. That the chait of the Eitz Hadas brought to a sickness of the nefesh. V'alkein Amr Chazal, Mai Chosem Bebrechaz Ashi Yotzar. If the Gemara discusses this, there's a machloikis in Chazal. What's the chasima that we say every time Ashi Yotzar, Sa'odim Bechochmo, Vervay in the Kovim, and so on? What's the chasima? Now we say Baruch Ad Hashem, Roifei Kol Basar, Umakli La'aseis. So we're focusing on Roifei Kol Basar, on healing of the flesh. And the Pella, as the Ramah explains in Shulchan Aruch, the Pella of the strange shutfus of the Guf and the Neshama, that somehow Hashem maintains this balance between body and soul. It's a Pella. But the Gemara there discusses alternative chasimas to the bracha of Ashi Yotzer. Amar Rav, Roifei Choylem. So Rav says an interesting thing. Rav says the bracha, the chasim of the bracha of Ashi Yotzer is Roifei Choylem. So we can heal every single person as a choylem. Amar Shmuel Kashavinu Abba Lekuli Alma Kitsiri Choylem. Rav, as Abba is Rav, you're making the entire world into choylem, but the whole world is sick. Every single person, if a human being is a human being, he has to take care of his needs in the bathroom. Every single person is a chayla. He made the whole world chayla. V'abir b'zeh Sheboim ha-kadvarim. Ervatel's not the one who's mechadish this, we find in the Svarim that in Pnimius the meaning of this Gemara is Sheboim ha-kadvarim ha-yuzeu achein ha-emes. That what Rav is saying is the emes is Shemeis chet etzadas nechshavim kol ha-ilum ha-chaylam. The very fact that a human being who has the ability to think about the Bari Olam and to learn Torah and to put on tefillin and to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, that very same human being has to make an Ashayotzar, that he's filled with a psoilus, a filth, that itself is only a gilui in Gashmias of something terribly wrong that began with the chait of the Eitz Hadas. There's something ugly inside of us. And it's not just the Ashayotzer Inyan. There's something ugly. And in that respect, the Svarim say, since the Echet of the Eitz Hadas, Nachshavim Kol Ha'olam L'Chaylam. Kol Ha'olam is L'Chaylam. There's a sickness that pervades the world. The entire world is sick. They're just different madrigas of sickness. I mean, things are crooked. A person who has a machlas ruach doesn't see things for what they really are. He doesn't see the metzias for what it is. The machla of the world in the post chet etz hadas period is that we don't see reality for what it is. We don't see the metzias for what it really is. Hashemayim esab nekroid kel umaseh yodav magid rakia. The whole world is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is saying Eidus, that there's a Bari Olam. And yet, a person who ate from the Eitz Hadas, who considers himself a Badas, doesn't necessarily come to that conclusion. He can come to a different conclusion. You can have a person who's intelligent, who's fine, and so on, and yet when he looks at reality, the conclusion that he reaches is off. It's very rare to find a person who comes to the right maskanas. Since the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas is called in this form the Ilana Desveka, the Tree of Doubt. Nothing is clear. If you ever saw an older person that's slipping away into dementia, it's the most pathetic thing in the world. Hashem Yirachem. When you see somebody losing that koyach of das, right? It's pathetic. It's rachmonis. But if a das is losing his das, it's the worst machla. It's horrible. V'niskan loyme zayis bebrechas ashiyotzar. And the reason that Rav believed that this sad reality of sickness, of man's being unwell since the chait, the reason that is the chesima of the bracha of Ashiyotzar, ki gam kol ha'inyin shel psoilus ha'macholim bo gam ken mechait etz hadas. That's what we're saying a minute ago. The whole thing is psoilus. What's psoilus? Psoilus means that there's something that doesn't belong. There's something not just unattractive, something loathsome and disgusting that man is capable of as a result of him being embedded in Gashmias. It was possible, had Adam HaRishon succeeded in Gan Eden, it was possible for life to be different. Now on Shabbos we have a little bit of a reprieve. That's why on Shabbos there's a malacha, there's an Isser of Boirer. Shabbos does not accept the reality of Psoilus. Shabbos is fighting against Psoilus. Shabbos insists that there's a possibility for the world to be kulay or kulay toiv without psoilus. Where the person's on Shabbos is Isaac and the malacha of Boirer and the whole seder of those malachas, where in the person's dosh, Boirer, and so on, when a person's Boirer, he's trying to sort out the good from the bad, which is the inyan of the Eitz Hadas Tavira. The Eitz Hachaim, there's no malacha like that. Shabbos is a bechina of the Eitz Hachaim. There's no inyan of sorting out. Shabbos is kulei toiv. It doesn't say by Shabbos, it doesn't say vayi erev, vayi boker by Shabbos.
It doesn't say by Shabbos, everybody break Yom HaShvi. It doesn't say such a thing. Because the Inyan of Erev is Taruves, is mixture. It's the Etzadas, Toi V'ra. It's the confusion of Toi V'ra. That's the greatest machle in our lives. Is we don't know how to understand. We look at reality and we're not sure what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. And even after the Bar-Yalim gave us instructions, it's still not clear. We still struggle. And that Taruvus of Erev and Boiker. Erev and Boiker. Shabbos doesn't say Vahi Erev Vahi Boiker. Shabbos is a Bechina of Eitzachayim, the Chai La'olam, the Nin of Shabbos. Yom Shekulai Shabbos Amuchu L'chai Olamim. The Inyan of Shabbos is V'chai Olam is Eitz HaChayim. But Shabbos, the Inyan of Eitz HaDas, Toiv and Ra, Shabbos, after everything that happened in Gan Eden, that Erev Shabbos is a pretty busy day, as you recall. And things went wrong on Erev Shabbos. And nevertheless, once it comes to Shabbos, it's Mizmer Shel Yom HaShabbos. Like nothing, everything's fine. Because Shabbos is that inyan of Me'ein Olam Haba, of coming back to a point before the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Because the inyan of the Eitz Hadas is psoilus, and our struggle to make sense out of the world and what's right and what's wrong. The inyan of being boirer, of trying to be boirer, to be mevaro the sugya of life of this world. So we understand that the chasima, Rav is saying that the chasima of Asher Yotzer is roifei chaylon. Roifei chaylon, look what became of men. Psoilus, bathroom. Roifei chaylon, the whole world is nebuch, crank, sick. Lefnei achet lahoyezois, before the chet of Eitz HaDaas, there wasn't the inyan of the bathroom. There wasn't such an inyan. It's like a little bit with the man, there was some also. That's the connection between Mon and Shabbos, and the Achil of Shabbos. And that's why the Mon did not produce that filth of the Asher Yotzer. It was a Michael, the Malach HaShoyas Ne'anim in him. So a certain different kind of a Michael, a different kind of food. The Eitz HaChaim doesn't bring a person to go to the bathroom. The Eitz HaDaas, Toi V'ra, brings a person to the bathroom, because the meaning of the bathroom is trying to get rid of what's wrong. Getting rid of what's wrong is the zuhama of the nachash. You understand the filth of the snake. Ever since the snake, we're trying to get rid of what's wrong. That's the bathroom. In the physical way, that's the bathroom. It's much harder to get the stuff out of your head than make an Asher Yotzer. The stuff in the head. Before the chet, there wasn't such a thing. Even Gashmias, it wasn't such a thing, the bathroom. Rav Amish, Aliba De'emes, Achein Kol Ha'olam Him Kecholam. Aliba De'emes and Pnimius. Kol Ha'olam Kecholam. It's a world that's not well. Ushmul Amash Shalamayisik, Kefishon Ho'im Dim Matzav Shalach Achei Tzadas, Iyev Shalak Vay Nusach Bracha Kezer. Shmul's Taine, Shmul's not arguing in Pnimius. Shmul, as you know, Shmul Bechlal was much more of a realist than Rav. And Shmul, the Shmuel's inyan is not pnimius, like Rav. And Shmuel therefore says, I'm not arguing with you that in pnimius the world is sick. But the Metzius says there was a world before the Eitz HaDaas, and the world as we know it is the world after the Eitz HaDaas. And this is the world that we're living in. Can't say that the world that the Rebbeinu Shalom put us in now, post Eitz HaDaas, to say, to label the all of existence as sick. Shmuel didn't agree with that. Even though, of course, in Pnimius, he's a mask. But the Metzius of Olam Hazeh should not be labeled as a Metzius of sickness. Achali b'dem is kol olam in kecholam. A person who's a real Yirei Shemaim, and a person who's an Ish Musa, a real Ish Musa, he thinks to himself, just because the whole world is Meshuga, just the whole world is sick,
does that mean it's become something that I should accept? And that I should go along with this? Or like in Rabbi Nachman's story, you will know the one with eating the wheat that was not the grain. To put a mem on the forehead, the king and the prime minister, to put a mem, at least to put a mem that says Meshuggah. At least to know that you're Meshuggah. The in of a Baal Musar is at least the Baal Musar knows that this is crazy. This is crazy. When you walk around down the street and you're passing by healthy people and 90% of them, they don't even look up and say good morning to you. They're just looking at machines while they're walking in the street. That 10 years ago, you would see a movie of that, you think it was from another planet. Just look how people walk in the street. At least if you know that it's crazy, you're ready about Musa a little bit, you understand? That's already a madrega of Musa to say, we're crazy, this is crazy. This is a crazy way to live. So an Ish Musa and a Yirei Shamayim is fighting against the sickness. He doesn't want the sickness to get them. He knows that the world is sick, and he knows that we're all eating from the poisoned grain of this world, which is the chait of the Exodus, Tavira, which is the way of Nasan understood the story of the poisoned grain. It's the Exodus, Tavira. But it's a madrega to know that this is a problem, to fight against the sickness. But try to understand who the Bali Musa were. They're great people. Ki etzloi nindad kol dover imu mutam al pi Torah. The Ish Musa li Reish Shemayim, he's trying to hold on to say to himself, I know that everybody else is doing this stuff, but I don't measure my life, what's right and what's wrong, toiv and ra, by what the world is doing. The whole world is meshugah. The world is sick. There's only one way to measure, and that's by Torah. That's an Ish Musa. That's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. You know how the world dealt with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? The Jewish world. You know what they said? They said, he's crazy. That's how it goes. He's crazy. Some very fine Jews said that. Ki im ha-dover mutam al-pi Torah v'al-pi Seichel, how is an actual dover Torah musukan. A Baal Musa says, if something is right according to the Torah, Seichel and Torah, good, then it's good. Him who can negate a seichel, can negate a Torah, he ne ledidai ein zen nechshel lesnagish shum neodem shvuyim edaitem. If it's not according to the Torah, if it's something which is connected to the Torah, which is our seichel, our way to think, then the fact that the rest of the world is doing it just means they're crazy. I mean, crazy. It means that it's not normal. It means that they ate from the poisoned grain. They ate from the Eitz Hadas. I'm trying to hold on. There's a tremendous, tremendous wind. I'm trying to hold on to the Eitz Chayim. Somebody once asked the Chavos Chaim, he says, you see that there are parents, that the parents are tzaddikim, and the children are like totally off. This is not just now, this is back then too. So somebody asked the Chavos Chaim, but there's an expression, that's a good expression that they have by the Goyim, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But how could that be? You see that the parents are tzaddikim, and the children are altogether off. So Chavos Chaim says that's under normal circumstances, but when there's a hurricane, when there's a very strong wind, the apples fall far from the tree. That's the world that we're living in. V'afilu im ba'olam hazeh ha'is anekshel of davar mekubal v'ragil. And even if it's something which in this world has become commonplace, conventional behavior and accepted, it's mekubal v'ragil. It's an interesting thing. You have people who are normally reserved about how they would dress, and a little bit more conservative in how they dress, and then when they get to the, let's say they get to the beach, when they get to the sand, an ocean, they can walk around in a way that they would never, ever, in a million years, they wouldn't want to be seen dressed that way if they were in the yeshuv. So what happens is you take the same person and you put him by the beach, and he's walking around, came out without any clothing, or she's not wearing any clothing. And everybody says that's normal. That's normal. And if you walk over there to the beach and you're wearing a three-piece suit, they say you're crazy. And this person is normal. That's normal. But if the same girl would be 500 meters from here, she wouldn't be caught dead walking around in her underwear. And she goes to the beach and she's wearing her underwear. Kulei hai, not even. And over there it's okay. And I'm just giving you a silly example of how it's been 100% beside them.
it's 100% beseder. There's nothing wrong with that. That's normal. There are a million examples. You could come up with much better ones. I'm just, this a Narishka. There are a million other stuff, but it's normal. My father said that when he got off the boat, when they came from Europe, he came to America, it was chilly out. It was a little bit of a chill. And he said that he came off the boat, he was never in America. He came after the war and he came to America. And he gets with his brother, they're walking in the street, and they go one block, and he said, I saw there was a lady that was walking a dog, and the dog had a sweater on. My father said there was a dog that was wearing a sweater. The woman was not dressed nicely, and the dog was sneezing. The dog was wearing a sweater. My father turned to, the brothers, they turned to each other. We heard stories about America. A dog goes with a shmata. The lady that's walking the dog is on a shmata, without a shmata. The dog goes like a bent tire, and she goes like that. But it's not crazy, the dog walks around in a sweater. But the only thing is that over time, Harry's nechshav lo davar mikubal v'ragil. You can't get used to anything. It's amazing, a human being can't get used to anything. Sheyov aloylam ha'amis. A person comes after 120 to the Olam Hamas, 120 comes to the world of truth. He's going to come to 100, he's going to come over there, and he's going to be on his iPhone at 120. Who knows what they're going to have then? He's going to be on his iPhone. He comes up to Shemayim, and he's going to be walking around looking like this. Much bigger chesonis than the iPhone. The chesonis is in his midas, all kinds of things. Yistakel of kol echad kish meshuga, and the malachim and whoever is over there in Shemayim is going to look at him like he's nish meshuga, which he is. It's just that over here in this world, miroiv harigel, because that's how it is, so it's not meshuga. He's going to want to go into Gan Eden with the tzaddikim, but for him it would be a Gehenna, because in Gan Eden he's going to have to behave like a tzaddik. You see that in Navi, the Nevi'im were called Mishugayim. They were called lunatics, the Mishugayim. The Nevi'im were called Mishugayim. People called the Nevi'im Mishugayim. They thought a Navi was a Mishugayim. Hinei Gan Eden Azei Yilu Ganim. Ki Kol Echad Yistakalov Shom Ki Mishugayim. Kishayiru Is Pagamei HaNefesh Shaloi. Shayidei Zeh Nasi Nafshay Pagumim Chaseh. When they see all the Pagamim, all the damage that this person has done to himself, all the poison that's, and how it's affected him from the Eitz HaDa'as, in that world of truth, he's going to be like a Meshuga. This is what Musa is all about. When a person takes all of this to heart, a person who, God forbid, is emotionally sick, a person who's not well in cup in his head, he has to go to some doctor to get help to teach him how to behave. In Cain, these were the Bali Musa. The world is sick, we're all sick, we're trying as much as possible to hold on to the Eitz HaChaim. It's almost impossible not to slip into the Eitz HaDa'as, to taste something from Eitz HaDa'as, Tov Ra, Bilbul, crazy things, Hergel, this world, and you have to go to the doctor, and the doctor has to help you out. Who's the doctor? The Tzaddik. The Tzaddik meaning the Bal Musa, the Ish Musa. The real, real big Yirei Shemayim, you go to him, and he gives you a prescription. Kach v'kach. This is what's crazy about you, and this is what you need to do to help yourself. To find out what's the right way to live. Again, that's not Rabbi Sosalam. If you look at Mishlei, the whole Sefer Mishlei is on this Nakuda. The world is sick. Shlomo Melech was a Chochmei Kol Adam. Shlomo Melech didn't eat from that same tree, from the same stuff that we ate from. And Shlomo Melech is saying, Shema b'ni Musa b'ich v'altit t'shema. Listen, come here, I'm going to talk to you. This is the way you should act like a human being. You have to do this. You have to do this to try to be a human being. A kol hapachas, try to make believe you're not sick. You understand? Try to do something to be normal. This is the yisayid of chokhmas amusa. B'chol oifen sheiyeh, shumin chokhma hamalamed, this is Adam, l'shroi meimach esrenish shel ayyeh pera Adam yivolei. It's a chachma that teaches a person how to lift himself up from that craziness of a human being that they were born into this world like a wild animal. A person is filled with chesroinis mikol hatzad. Kanu mole kina, the person is filled with kina, with jealousy. And it's a double, it's something that's understood by other people that this causes jealousy. You have to be nervous about something that's going to cause somebody to be jealous. The kan megaiva, megaiva is a craziness gaiva. The taiva is fastless and so on. All of these things, all of these were things were midas that the Balei Musar from Shlomo Melech and the Ramchal and the Chavis Lavavis and the Ramak, all the tzaddikim were Isaac in trying to help give us hadracha to make us normal. And there's a lot to do. And now, in contrast, we're going to try to understand and to enter into the Derech Chassidus. How different the Derech Chassidus is from Derech HaMusar. Even though the Derech HaBal Shem is not arguing that the world has serious problems and serious flaws, Derech Chassidus is a whole different mahalach of how to address these problems. The Derech of the Baal Shem is also one school in Chochmas HaMusar. It's a different mahalach in Chochmas HaMusar. The tachlis is always to help us get better. But the Shitas HaChsidus, the Derech of Baal Shem, is a different mahalach. It's a Mashiach's mahalach in Chochmas HaMusar. Shemulvan ha'oyris v'agiluyim sheba. Besides what we've been learning until now, that the Derech HaBal Shem is an or, that Hashem, which is a continuation of the Zohar Kodesh and the Ariya Kodesh, that Hashem is brought into the world. He was Megala, this Inyan of Chassidus. An or of Chassidus. Hare gam hi miyusedes l'chanech l'hadvichas adam. On a very, very simple level, since we learned that the Inyan of Chassidus is to come into the Lamaisa of this world, on a very basic level, Chassidus addresses the issue of how to be mechanech a human being. Also, Chassidus doesn't ignore that. Miyachoyl melechanoisa b'shem derech hamusar al derech haChassidus. Therefore, it would be accurate to say that in many respects, Chassidus is derech hamusar al derech haChassidus. Musar, but al derech haChassidus. Kine bepashtus kishodem esboinin ba'atzmoi. A person who's trying to be normal, when he looks at himself, he sees that he has chesaronis. He understands there are problems. And he acknowledges, if he's an honest person, that he has these chesaronis, and he needs to work on these chesaronis. And therefore he begins to plan out a strategy, and this Musa's from help, and Chassidus helps to plot out a mahalach, a strategy of how to address these sicknesses. How to work on these sicknesses and how to uproot these sicknesses. And therefore one needs to study each of his chesroinis, each of his midas. And the Sifrei Chassidus don't argue with that. It says in the Zohar, the person has to be a morid d'chushbana, has to be a bal cheshbon ha-nefesh. The Sifrei Chassidus didn't say that a person doesn't have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. The shaila is how, and how much, and when, and so on. Over pashto sini adav arishon shetzorach adam ladas lotnei shemas chelav la'atzmai. Therefore, really the whole Tanya is meyused on this. That before you could actually change your life, you have to understand who you are. Who you are. So you see that the Alter Rebbe begins by mapping out what is the Nefesh of Bahamas, what's the Nefesh of the Keys. Who are you, Bechlal? Who are you? What's the Tevel of the Nefesh of Bahamas? Eishuach Maimofer. The four Yesodos, and then the Midas that come out from the four Yesodos, Rabbi Chaim Vital. Netanya begins The whole beginning of Tanya, the whole first chelik of Tanya is vos is a mensch. To be able to look at yourself in the mirror. To look at yourself in the mirror in an honest way to say, it's nefesh Bahamas, it's nefesh Elukis. There's a milchama. Winner takes all, like the Tanya explains. It's a big milchama. Tzadik v'toyvlei, tzadik v'alei, rasha v'toyvlei, rasha v'alei, beinini. It's the olive base of chesidus. Is to be able to understand, who am I, b'chlal? What's going on inside of me? That's not shaloi b'derech hachsidus. Hein hadvar. As I said last week, if your chesidus means only to look up and to find encouraging Torahs in the Baditshava and Rabbi Nachman, then you're missing chesidus. Those words of encouragement that we find in the Sifri HaTzadikim is a mahalach and have to cure us of our sicknesses. But you kind of have to know that you're sick. You have to know that you're sick. You have to know there's a problem. For those who think that the definition of chesidus is to say, you're fine, everything's okay, just pass the vodka or something. So that's chesidus, b'chlal. Maybe nowadays people think that that's chesidus. Kilo, that's what it is, that's not. Chas v'chalila. But Pasha said, "Dovar Rishon Shetzar Chodem Ladas L'Tnei Shemas Kolav L'Atzmo Hushiyakev Yedes Matzov Ekahamiti." The first thing to know is, who are you, b'chlal? What's your matzav in life? What's going on with you? V'satvias Hagadol Shiyeshalov, and that you know what you are. You have in you a nefesh l'kis. You have in you a nefesh l'kis. Yeah. And therefore the Borei Olam is making certain tviyas. It has certain expectations of you. Me? I'm a nobody. You have an nefesh l'kis. The Borei Olam is being tveya. If you were nobody, you wouldn't be tveya. If you're nobody, you wouldn't ask you for anything. If you're in a class and the teacher says, do your homework, do your homework, do your homework. Your uncle, you're okay, you don't have to do the homework. There's no tviyas. There's no tviyas because he's a nobody, chalila. The nefesh l'kis means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has tviyas. You have to know who you are and what you're capable of. And therefore, the tviyas sheyesh lo lo miyesh lo chesron yisrael. What's going on with you? We made the das. The Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Chai Lo'olam gave us the Torah, gave us Shabbos, gave us tzaddikim. What do you think you're doing? There are things that have to get fixed. The things that are broken, they need to get fixed. I'm not arguing. Chassidus doesn't argue with Musa and that Nakuda. But then you said, "Harbe derecha Musa shovisal salante." Here's the chiluk. Here's the chiluk. Now pay close attention. The Torah is dogma lazer. Here's an example. One of the tzaddikim from the Beis Medrash of Yisrael Salanter brought this as like the clincher for his entire mahalach in Musa. What's the big clincher? Shama amash nitzav b'shulchan aruch. It's a din in shulchan aruch. Shem shama shemeis leimeis. That if a person hears that a carver of his died, somebody is chayv to Velas, somebody died. And you, the person who heard this bit, Shmua, he's yarshining the guy that died. He gets a nice Yerusha from the guy that died. So Shunach says, "In who yarsha levad, mevarch shechiyano." If you're the only Irish of this guy that just died, you just heard the news. If you're the only guy that's yashening, mevar shechion. Imish oid yarshim, and if you're among other yarshim who are going to get an inheritance in the mace, mevar hatoy v'ameitiv. Hatoy v'lididei v'ameitiv l'achrin. Fine. The Barishim was good to you, and he's made it to other people who are also going to get a piece of the Yerusha. So on this nekuda, this dinah shulchan aruch, the Baalei Musa mamish, they mamish went to hit a grand slam. What's the grand slam? From here we see how Chazal saw a human being. Look what a human being, what a sick, sick, depraved creature a human being is. And how it's so easy for us to deceive ourselves, to fool ourselves. You come to a person, and the guy's relative, could be his father, his father just died. And he knows his father left him a big Yerusha. He just got the news. The He said to the guy, I know that you're really happy. Your father died. I know you're happy. You know why you're happy? Because you just got $1 million. You're happy your father dropped dead because he got $1 million. Even though klapi chutz, you're misabel, you're tearing kriya, and you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, dying ha'emes, and you're tearing kriya, and you're sitting shivy, you're misabel. Hine makir ani oizch ha'toiv ma'oi. Chazal is saying, I know exactly how sick a human being is. You just lost your father, and you're sitting shiva, the whole business, you're tearing kriya, you're sitting shiva, but inside, there's really a gewaldige simcha that you're yashning. Akede kach, you make a bracha shayim. If the yash, you make a tayyum mate. Like they used to say a joke, you know, what mixed emotions is when you see your mother-in-law go off the cliff with your brand new car, right? Drives off the cliff with your brand new car. On the one hand, that's your mother-in-law, maybe she's causing a lot of aggravation, she's driving off the cliff, so that could already be a shachiyon or a tayyum mate. But it's your brand new car, so that's already shiv, you understand? So we used to say that that's called mixed emotions. The human being is a sick thing. It's sick. Tell the truth. The Baal Musa points his finger at the person and says, the truth is, you see from this dinner shulchan aruch, you're sitting shiva, you're crying, you're tearing kriya, you're making a whole fancy aspid. Make a shachiyana, come on. You know what you're really inside of yourself. You would never show it, you'd be embarrassed. You're thinking $1 million. $1 million nowadays, clinic. You're thinking about a big Yerusha. Halubavada Yitzhak Chomas. If you would tell that to the person, come on, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about Yerusha. The father's still lying there. He's an oinin. The father's lying there on the floor. You tell him, make a shech, go ahead, make a brach. I'm mechabed you with a brach. The guy would yell at you. Halubavada Yitzhak Chomas v'yachish esadom mikol v'kol. He'll say, it's not true. You accuse me of that. Who's thinking about a Yerusha? How could you say such a thing? My father's lying here. How could you say that I have such a machshav of a Yerusha? You think I'm happy that my car have died? What do you think it's worth to me, the whole Yerusha? Compared to the anguish that I feel. No, who I really am is the kriya. Who I really am is the shiva, and the crying, and the hesped, and the kaddish. That's who I am. How dare you even bring up the subject of Yerusha? How inappropriate, how disgusting for you to mention the problem is the Shulchan Aruch says. That's a problem. Ubo Chazal v'om lo ilodim. So Chazal come along, the Shulchan Aruch is bringing the Gemara. Chazal come to the person and say, Al tiram es atzmecha, don't deceive yourself. Come on. Don't try to fool yourself. Don't hold yourself to be some big, big tzaddik. Dreinishkein spodik. It's a chassidic version of dreinishkein kop. Dreinishkein spodik. In other words, don't fool yourself. Don't make believe. You know that inside of you, deep down, you're besimcha. And therefore, the Baal Musa says, that Shulchan Aruch says, make a bracha. Now the next page says a little get mixed up, so that's what you got. You just got now. It's page Yud Zayin. You see, the word vihine. So you got this has to be put inside the Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Vihine, you have it. Vihine. Vihine bevadei shezo imra amitis v'nechayna. Now it's a psak din Shulchan Aruch.
And Mevadish says, "Oh, Imra Amitis Unachayna." The world is Nebuch sick. And there is such an Inyan. Not that there's such an Inyan. There's such a Teva that a person has. Even though he might not be aware of it, and he'll scream and yell that it's not true, it can't, it's not by me, it's somebody else. I'm not like that. Bevadish is Imra Amitis Unachayna. Now, let's stop here for a second. You would never in a million years see this Vart in a Chassidish Sefer. There's no Chassidish Sefer that has this Vart. Would never be found in a Chassidish Sefer. That doesn't mean that the Chassidus don't understand the Teva of a human being. And don't understand that we have eaten from the poisoned grain, from the Eitz HaDaas. Why not? It's the truth. The chosid lo haya oimer imra kazois. A chassid shayid would never say over such a word. Ki toiras a chassidus eina marvlito madgisha nekudazu. There are things that are true that you don't talk about. Now, the Bali Musa say you don't talk about it. What, are you in denial? No. Not in denial. What's the tachlis? The things that I know about my kids, I don't tell my kids either. The things they know about me, they don't say to me either. What's the tachlis? What's the toilets? What's the toilets? The tachlis is, how do I help? How do I cure? How do I help this person? And chanami, there's a sickness. So you have some doctors say, listen, I got, bad news. You're finished. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? Honesty. It's not dishonest. Chassidus is not saying to be dishonest. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? Eina mavlito madgish nekudazu. It's not mavlit. It's not madgish. It doesn't emphasize. It doesn't highlight the sickness. It doesn't highlight it. That's why it's so easy to make a mistake if you just learn Chassidus Sfarim, as I was talking about 2 weeks ago. It's very, very easy. Like everything is fine. So you can make a mistake like that. Eina mavlita madgisha nekudazu. Ki af she'emes hi she'osu lo yilodim l'ramai she'atzma. Even though it's true, a person is not allowed to deceive himself. And the Tanya also talks about how is it possible for a person to take an nefesh kiss and to throw it into the Beis HaKisa, into the Asher Yotze. You can't deceive yourself. B'vada yesh mokim l'chol dover. To know the truth. Av chassidus mechapeses tamid l'farish yisodim shloi l'fi gufay v'chasvan shloi. The ikke in chassidus is how to touch up a human being. Is not lefi the guf, it's lefi the neshama. We're going to understand what that means. It's the whole Torah Chassidus, is this nekuda. Tom lefarish es ha'odam shaloi lefi gufa v'chesroi neshaloi. If you look in the Sefer from the Bilvavi Mishkanefna, Das Atzmacha. The whole Das Atzmacha, even though he doesn't profess to be a Chassidus Yid, but the whole Sefer Das Atzmacha, the binyan of the Sefer is in this nekuda. Which is the ikar chassidus, gilui hanesham, higolena, ufreis chaviv yalai, esuka shleimach, gilui hanesham, gilui ha'or, not beishamai, not the mahalach of how much darkness there is, but being moisif or. Moisif ha'oilach, one candle, two candles, three candles, which chassidus from. All explain like that. And we see the Shem Yishmon, all the tzaddikim explain the machloikas b'sham b'sil, like the machloikas between the Balei Hamusa and the Balei Chassidus. It's the same machloikas. The Hamusa and the Chassidus. No one's arguing whether there's darkness or not. No one's arguing. And a person therefore has to be honest and to recognize the darkness. But in the Kuda, that is emphasized in Chassidus is the Ur that's inside of a person and how to access that or, and when there's a gilui of that or, mimelo the choshech of mizbatel, mimelo it's mizbatel. With the tesefes or, and the gili or, mimelo it's mizbatel. But a person doesn't mean that a person doesn't know that there's choshech. That you're not the goof. That's not, that doesn't define who you are, the goof. The goof means also the laziness, the taivas, all of those that come from the eish, the mayim, the ruach, the ofer, the yisoidis of what? Of the oil magashmi, of the goof. All of the bad midas and so on. So the Maskilim, like I said a few weeks ago, the Maskilim would like to paint the Baditshva like a Baditshva was like some happy, go lucky Chalilus, like some fool that didn't see what's wrong with the world. Those who learn Kedushas Levi from beginning to end know that the Baditshva knew the world very, very well. So these stories about the Baditshva. When the Baditshva said to the guy that's smoking at Shabbos, Mistami, you forgot at Shabbos. He said, I don't forget Shabbos. Mistami, you forgot the halacha, you're not allowed to smoke in Shabbos. What am I? And I'm Arutz? I know, of course you're not allowed to smoke in Shabbos. And then the Baditshva said, as the Chassidim said, the Baditshva said, Mikam Chisel, that even though a Rebbe is standing here and caught him, he can't say anything but the truth. So people look at these stories and then they say, you know, I like that story. I'm going to hang a picture of Chassidim on my wall. I like that story. So you see, even the biggest Misnagdim like that picture of Chassidim dancing. The striving when you see that. Even in Misnagdim, the places you find. Because they think that whatever Aveira they did, the Baditshva said, what a tzaddik you are. Oh, you're such a big tzaddik. Look at you. Like, dancing. Nothing to get upset about. Nothing to worry about. You're great. God loves you. Everything's fine. So what the Baditshva, he said things like that. So did Rabbi Levin. That type of a tzaddik that came from the world of Kafschus. Those tzaddikim from the world of Kafschus, like I told you, Rabbi Lebelzer, we learned a little bit. Those tzaddikim from that world, Kafschus. So the Baditshva said, Ach, Anish Amis. You think the Baditshva didn't recognize what was wrong? You think the Baditshva wasn't planning when the time was right to give him a patch and to work with him on that inyan? But the beginning of the avoda is gilui ha'or. Gilui ha'or. Resh pei beis nekuda mara hazam nekudas hatoyes the or the lichtigkeit of yid the or. That's for Chanukah, the whole yontov of Chanukah. Talk about that more. But you know Chanukah. Gili Ha'or. You see in the Chassidus Forum, Chanukah is the biggest yontif, right? You learned a little bit Chassidus Forum, you see Chanukah is the biggest yontif. The Musas Forum, the Bekoishi, they got in some pshatel in Alan Nisim. The Chassidus Forum, Chanukah is the biggest yontif of the year. Biggest yontif. Because Chanukah is the Gili Ha'or. Pesumi Nisa. To be mefaras and the Nisa, what a Jew is. Be'etzim, what a Jew is. To be mefarsim and be megalil, it's the lashon of the Rambam. Legalois anes, lefarsim anes, legalois, higol ena. It's the avoid of chesidus. What is chayshach? And you have to look at the chayshach, and you have to understand the chayshach. The chesidus talks about that like any other swan. But the or, the nice one from Baditshva. Like the story that I told Yontif time about, some of you were there. I think some of you were there. Told the story from the Babav Rebbe. He was also such a type of a Jew, from the Kafschus. When the Babav said, he's not the one. You remember I told the story. He's not smoking on Shabbos. The Deitche is smoking. The Nazi is smoking. What did the Babav Rebbe mean when he said the Nazi smoking? That Jew was a Jew. So his son Ben Atulcha said, I saw him smoking in the park on Shabbos. You remember I told this story, some of you were there. And he said, and the Rebbe said, no. And then 25, 30 years later, the Jew comes in, Chassid Yid. He came to invite the Rebbe to a chasna.
and the Rebbe turned around and told you, I told you it was a Nazi that was smoking on him. The Nazi was smoking. So you look at that story, you say, what is he talking about, the Nazi smoke? There's no Nazis. There's in the west side of Manhattan in 1947. There's no Nazis. What are you talking about? The Nazi was smoking. What about him? He's a Shomer Shabbos. So you think, well, the Rebbe's out of his mind, fully. Or, it's a different mahalach.
Shaloi is Tomil of Farish, I saw them, Shaloi lefi gufoi v'chesroi neshaloi. It's the ikas to be mefarish the person, to touch up the person, not lefi the guf and the chesroinus, but to touch up the mensch, to touch up the human, who the person is, lefi amailish or lefi nishmasai. Which some people confuse with, because in Slabodka there's also, which is a great tzaddikim, no one's chalila in any way putting down the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim from Slabodka, they spoke a lot about gadlus ha'odam. But if you look in the Svarm from Slabodka, it's gadlus ha'odam, and therefore because of that, so you're the biggest oisvarv. You're the biggest oisvarv. You're the lowest person. Lefi the dargis of gadlus ha'odam. The havlot that was also in shiflus Adam, even in a stronger way than the other Muslim Swam, stronger than Rabbi Yisrael Swanton, and in many ways stronger than the Vardik. The Slavakia is godless Adam, and you have to understand it's a great sheet of tzaddikim, but the meaning of godless Adam is not the same what we're learning now. It's not just who a person can be in Chassidus, it's who the person is be'etzim. Who the person is be'etzim mitzad nishmasai, and how can we be megalah the neshama? What can we do? What methods are there to open up the person and to unleash that koyach that he has of ein soif elokus, the nefesh elokus? We need to understand this more. We're just starting a little bit. The Be'ez Hashem will continue next week. So hold on, keep the pages together.